Tiffany, I think we're alone now. 13 minutes to 9. Ed and Rach here at Heart. So I'm going to give it a jip this morning. Well, A from Rachel and B from you on the text. 82122, start with the word studio, by the way. I'm climbing Snowdon with my boys and a mate of mine over the weekend.
He's doing this on Saturday and he's done no training for a long walk up a mountain and he's got no protective clothing. He's not planning on wearing walking boots. Mel from Coventry says, I was forced to buy boots by my other half. I wanted to go in trainers. We had a massive argument about it. Best thing I did. Halfway up, we were knee deep in snow.
It's not going to be snowing.
I've looked at the weather. It says it's going to feel like it's -1 at the top.
It won't be snow. It'll be fine. There's a train track that goes to the top. How hard can this be?
It's a mountain.
There's a cafe at the
top. It's a mountain.
Carol, do you think I'll be okay?
Well, all I'll say to you is I think you need to take it steady and pace yourself because it really was hard. But I would get sensible shoes because I went in my trainers and it was a big mistake.
Did you manage to complete it on your first time?
I didn't, Rachel, no. We got about a third of the way. We said to these people going up there, we said, how far are we from the top? He said, look, love, you got a long way to go. And that was deflating, I tell you.
On balance, then, you think it's achievable, but I maybe should really have done a bit of exercise first?
Yeah, it depends how fit your two boys are.
Oh, they're fit. It's him I'd be worried about.
It's the boys. The boys are fine.
Oh, so it might be them carrying you up now, isn't
it? Yeah, it absolutely might. I'm not here Monday morning, by the way. You know what's gone down. Well, me down the mountain. 10 to 9, 10 minutes away from you winning £10,000 on Hearts. Win before they sing with EasyJet Holidays. Good luck. Ed and Rachel here, it's Heart Breakfast. Hello to Henry in Walsall who says, have you got your flares, your first aid kit and your Kendall mint cake for your trek up Mount Snowdon? I will be buying some Kendall mint cake.
I think you might need to take more than that as well. Take sandwiches and stuff because we've already
don't
heard
need
the cafe.
Sandwiches.
The cafe might be shut depending on the weather. You just can't rely on it. You're going up a mountain with small children. Now, you don't seem to be taking any of the warnings. People have told you about being knee-deep in snow unexpectedly.
It's not snowing.
Yeah, but it's a mountain. Conditions can change very quickly.
Not to snow.
Listen, so I thought the best thing to do is to get an expert on. So they have wardens in Snowdonian National Park and their job is to make sure idiots like you don't go and injure themselves or hurt themselves and try and keep people safe. So if anyone can advise you, it's going to be one of those.
Hello, Helen.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Nervous. I was all right until everyone start to say, oh, it's a big thing to try and do.
It is a little bit. It's the biggest thing in Wales.
Exactly. It's one of the biggest things in the whole of the British Isles, to
be fair. I thought Tom Jones was the biggest thing in Wales.
So Ed's planning on setting off with, you know, no, just his normal clothes.
Define normal clothes.
Jeans, a t-shirt and trainers.
I'm not going to wear my snakeskin boots. I thought that was a no-no.
Oh, so, shame.
It is a shame.
As you can tell, Helen, he's ridiculous. Give him a checklist of what he needs to do.
First thing first is thinking about which route you're going to be taking up. Have you thought about that?
I thought of the train.
Okay, right. There's six routes at Snowdon, but right. The kind of two main ones are the Llanberis Path, or you've got the kind of Pig and Miner's Loop, which is a lot more scenic. Plus, you start higher up, so you've got less of a distance to walk.
Sounds like my
kind of route. So that might be your best option.
And if pigs and miners can do it, Ed must be all right.
I guess the main thing is what kit you're going to take. Have you got a map?
Nope.
Okay.
I have a map. It isn't of Snowdon.
To be fair, his face kind of sunk when you just said the word kit.
And finally, have you got like an emergency number to call just in case I get halfway?
I'm really hoping there's not going to be any emergency.
Well, I think the answer to that is no.
So much trouble with me if there is.
Well, you know what, it sounds amazing and I'm so excited and the boys are very excited and we can't wait to conquer the biggest thing in Wales.
Oh, I hope you have a great time.
Thank you, sure we will if we ever make it back. 8 minutes to 9. Good morning, it's Heart Breakfast. Ed and Rachel here. We're 8 minutes away from your first chance today to get in to win £10,000 on Heart's Win Before They Sing. Get ready. Not the